Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. Let's continue our discussion from the last 2 weeks of 10 reasons your diet isn't working. Last week, we talked all about hydration and why you need to make sure you're hydrated. This week, we're going to talk all about quality versus quantity, and I'm not going to bash macros, calories, etc., and I'm not going to bash organic versus non-organic. Yes, we are going to talk about it all, but I want to have an honest conversation about the types of food you're putting into your bodies. Are you putting in nutrient-dense foods? Are you just fulfilling a hunger need? Are you really paying attention to the ingredients that you're eating? So often we focus on the numbers on the food labels, the calories. We sometimes will focus on the sodium and the sugars and stuff like that, but we forget what we're actually eating. Are we fulfilling a need or are we fulfilling a hunger need? There's two different situations going on. Before we dive deep into quality versus quantity, we are going to go over a quick recap of the 10 reasons your diet might not be working. Number one, you're dehydrated. Number two, you're focusing on quantity over quality. Number three, are you really sticking to your diet like you say you are? There's going to be some gut checks happening next week. Number four, fast food is still junk food. Number five, you're not eating enough protein. Number six, you're averaging less than 6 hours of quality sleep a night. Number seven, you're eating too much sugar. Number eight, you're not moving your body. Number nine, when you are moving your body, you're only focusing on cardio. And number 10, it's not custom to you. Now let's dig in. Quality over quantity. I'm not going to tell you that you have to eat all organic all the time, but we will talk a little bit about that. There's a balance that might need to be had. For some people, it's going to be more organic. For some people, it doesn't matter. But before we get too far into it, let's talk about the different types of quantity. Specifically, let's talk about calories and macros. Technically speaking, if you're on a weight loss journey, it is going to come down to those four numbers. Maybe you're focusing on the macros. Maybe you're focusing on the calories. But let's talk about each one of them. By definition, calories is the measurement of the energy content of food. So calories in versus calories out is going to determine whether you lose weight at the bare minimum. Carbs, fats, and proteins are macros. Those are the three main types of food nutrients you are putting into your body. Carbs are your body's number one energy source. Fats support your cell function and they help your body with energy. So they're like a little support cheerleader for the carbs. And then proteins are there to help with your body's overall maintenance and building muscle tissue. So if you are sore after working out or like helping a friend move, etc., this is where protein comes in. Realistically speaking, it is calories in, calories out, but it isn't always that simple. Calorie tracking can only take you so far. Two people can eat two different diets at 1600 calories and see drastically different results. Similarly, macros can ultimately put you in a situation like that. I'm not here to rule either of those out. I tracked calories for years and saw success with it in terms of weight loss specifically, not necessarily health, because looking back, I was not healthy some of that time, but I did track calories and I saw weight loss success with it. I've also dabbled in macro tracking prior to my recent gut issues. I know it works. I've seen it work. But this is where quality versus quantity comes in. We will talk about organic versus non-organic in a minute. We will get there. And in 2 weeks, we're going to dig deeper into the fast food aspect of this. So I'm not going to touch too highly on specifically fast food. We will get there. Trust me. But if you're on a weight loss journey and let's say trying to hit 1600 calories a day because that's what your tracking app is telling you to hit, best case scenario, you should be able to fit 3 meals and 2 snacks into that calorie range, right? But
something you want to be eating or that you are reading on the internet is a healthy thing to eat for weight loss, like avocados, apples, mangoes, bananas. One serving is over 100 calories each, and that's a lot of calories to sacrifice for a snack. But that 100 calorie pack of pretzels, there you go, that's the exact number you need. This is where things get tricky. Which one of them is actually going to fill you up more, provide more nutrition, and ultimately help you lose weight? Guess what? The apple, avocado, mango, banana, fruit, vegetable, etc. That 100 calorie pack might give you a salt craving satisfaction or take care of the need for something crunchy, but it's not going to fill you up. You're still going to be hungry. This is where quality versus quantity comes in. It's so important to pay attention to when you're working on your health. Again, in theory, calories in, calories out should help you lose weight. But take that pretzel situation. Now you're hungry. You haven't given your body any form of fiber. You've given it very little nutrition. I mean, if you look at the food label on a package of pretzels, there's essentially carbs, sodium, sugar. I mean, sugar falls under the carbs, etc. You're going to reach for another snack. That 100 calorie pack is not going to keep you full for very long. Your body is just going to pass it right through. It's probably not going to give you much energy either. But had you stuck to that apple or maybe some peanut butter with it for 150 to 200 calories, you're going to be satisfied. Your body's going to get nutrients from it. You're going to be full for a little bit longer. You're going to get the boost of energy from the carbs. It's probably going to hold you over to your next meal. And it's going to be worth hitting around that 200 mark that you probably are going to hit anyways when you eat 1, 2, or 3 calorie packs. I'm in no way saying pretzels are a bad snack. I love a good pretzel when I can actually eat them. But in this situation, they're a very not helpful snack compared to an apple or a banana or a mango. The quantity of food you are eating affects not only your hunger levels, but whether you're getting any nutrient value from it. In this case, it would be worth eating more calories to get further in your health. We need that food to fuel us and support our goals. Choosing pre-made snacks over a vegetable or fruit can make a really big difference in us seeing results. Pre-made snacks tend to be loaded with sugars, with sodium, with God knows what. Just putting it lightly. I'm not here to knock them, but ultimately, if you are focusing on pre-made snacks, like prepackaged snacks over fruits and vegetables, you are not going to see long-term results for weight loss and health. They will help you in the short term, but they can also result in you taking a lot of steps backwards. Let's dive into the organic versus non-organic debate. And again, I'm not here to judge. I'm going to throw a disclaimer out. I buy a mix of organic versus non-organic for a number of reasons, but the number one being budget. Organic is expensive, and we're going to talk about that. So I'm not here to judge. I'm here to keep you informed. Again, same with the processed foods. Processed foods versus fruits and vegetables, I'm keeping you informed. I'm not here to judge. Is organic better for your health? Yes. Is it always reasonable to buy organic? No. There are factors such as budget, location, availability, seasons of the year. And let's talk about them. But we're going to start with why would you want to buy organic meat or organic produce? Organic has a lot of definitions, but to break it down simply, natural pesticides or no pesticides at all are used with the produce, and no hormones are being used on the meat. You're probably saying, wait, what? Okay, let's break it down some more. Pesticides keep farms rolling when you think about it. They keep the bugs out. They keep the pests away. And ultimately, then you can produce your crops you need to produce. And again, I'm not a farmer, so I'm not here to tell you what's best to do with crops. But ultimately, the pesticides or whatever is being used to keep those bugs and other pests away is still on the fruits. It doesn't disappear when they get picked and packaged. People aren't washing their fruits when they take them to sell. That's your job. This is why I will always preach to wash and chop your vegetables and fruit up as soon as you bring them into the house. Then you don't have to worry about that when you're going to eat them. And if you buy organic, you're going to have dirt, maybe some bugs. You never know what you're going to find on them. And if you buy regular, you're going to have the chemicals to wash off. Just being honest. So by washing them as soon as you bring them in your house, you're helping. But still, something to consider when you are buying your produce. Then you have the meat side of things. And we're going to think about it like a bodybuilder. And I'm not going to stereotype, but I'm going to stereotype. Think about a bodybuilder when they are, you know, like the stereotypical one who's using steroids and all these things to get themselves bigger, right? The bigger the bodybuilder, the more muscle they have, the more whatever they do in their competitions. Same thing when it comes to animals. In order to produce more meat, animals are given hormones or steroids. Makes sense, right? The bigger the animal, the more meat it's going to produce. However, these hormones and whatever don't just disappear when the meat is packaged up. It's still there. So not only are you eating the meat from the animal, you're eating what it ate. The hormones, the steroids, maybe that grass or the produce that had the pesticides on it. Are you seeing where I'm going with this? Again, it's up to you to make an informed decision. I have nothing against it. This is how farmers make their money. This is how farmers make their living. To run an organic farm is expensive. You're not going to produce as many crops. You're going to get crops eaten by animals, by pesticides, etc. You're not going to get as much meat. But when you're adding in animal hormones into the food you are eating, so the meat that you are buying, you are adding synthetic hormones into your body. That's why a lot of women, especially, are often encouraged when working with a holistic doctor, specifically trying to get pregnant, to go on an all-organic diet. These extra hormones can be preventing that from happening. And again, this is a holistic focus. But those hormones getting added into your body can affect your hormones. Pesticides, they can wreak havoc on your hormones. Your body doesn't know what to do with it. Is it food? Does it break it down? Does it have nutrients? Does it send it to your brain to help you think? Does it pass it through? It's not something your body is used to. So you are adding in animal hormones. You are adding in fake hormones. You are adding in pesticides when you are eating non-organic. How does this come into play with weight loss? Well, when your gut or hormones aren't happy, your body is left confused. Your body doesn't know what it should be doing with that food. It might hold on to a little more water weight. Do I need this? Should I be breaking this down? It might use that energy that you're feeding it with the carbs to try and break down these added substances, the added hormones, the added pesticides, instead of breaking down the fats that are coming in. Is eating non-organic going to make or break your diet? No, probably not. In this day and age, that's not the top of our worry list. But if you are finding yourself stuck on a plateau and you've already been working with your body, you've already made the shift away from the processed foods, away from the fast foods, you're getting better sleep, you're moving your body, everything seems to be going right, but you're still not losing weight, this is something that you should definitely start paying attention to. But you should also not be judged if you choose to buy organic, buy non-organic, or buy a mix. Everyone is at a different place in life, and there are many factors. This is just one factor that you can take in those 10 reasons your diet might not be working to see if it makes a difference in your body. Remember, we're all individuals. Budget-wise, organic is going to be expensive, like we talked about. Not using hormones and pesticides means there's going to be less meat and less crops, therefore less availability. Location comes into play as well. Organic produce isn't going to have any form of preservatives, so it needs to be eaten usually a little bit quicker. Therefore, it's not as easy to transport across the country. So California organic produce doesn't make it to New York all that fast. And if you live in an area where it's not as common to have organic farming, it's going to be lower in supply. I think of my own grocery store. Our produce section is huge. There are all kinds of different shelves of different things. However, the organic section is maybe 6 feet long, and it has maybe 6 to 7 options of organic produce at a time. That includes fruits and vegetables. That's it. The availability just isn't there in Indiana, where I live. Whole Foods is an hour away. Trader Joe's an hour away. Something to consider, you know? So it's okay to buy a mix. It's okay to buy all natural. It's okay to buy all organic. At the end of the day, making an informed decision of what's best for your body is what you need to do. Yes, calories in, calories out matters. How much of each macro you eat matters, but not as much as listening to your own body and making sure you are feeding it high quality foods. Ultimately, stepping away from processed and more into whole foods is going to be your biggest benefit, whether it's organic or non-organic. Quality versus quantity. Both are important in their own way. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.